Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And today, I'm talking to a longtime friend who is full of the Holy Spirit and very gifted in the area of prophecy. His name is Hubie Sin. I actually had the privilege of publishing a book by him a few years ago called The Tales of a Wandering Prophet. We're going to hear what that means and hear what's going on in his life and also reminisce about some of the very important ways that he has influenced my life, the life of our organization, and indirectly the lives of millions. You may also learn something really interesting about the prophetic. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone. And Hubie, I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. We've been meaning to do this, and I never kind of got around to it. And here you are in our offices today. You ministered so powerfully in various venues to various people. And I said, we've got to do a podcast. You know, you're a very unique person. And after we do our greeting, I need to probably bring people up to date about who you are and how we kind of got to this point.
Okay, it's great to be here.
Well, that was short and sweet. Hubie is from New Jersey. He's an accountant and a very good one. A good businessman. And back in, I'm going to guess, maybe 2010, give or take, there was a football game with David Tyree, and he caught the football on his helmet. They say maybe it was the greatest catch in NFL history. And Hubie had given David Tyree a word, and the word was manifest in such a fantastic way that we actually did a story on it online. So why don't you tell us how you even gave a word to someone like David Tyree, the football player?
Okay. I was working for a financial person, and David Tyree was his client. So one day we went to his house, and he introduced me to him, and he said, okay, you're going to be his accountant, so he's going to prepare your taxes. And David was like, okay. And we were there for like maybe an hour, and that was about it. And then went back to the office, and I kind of felt this stirring, which I was trying to figure out really what it was, because at that time my gift was starting to begin. And then I started to have sleepless nights, and then I started getting restless. And then I heard, not necessarily, it's like an idea popped into my head, like sometimes an idea pops into your head. It popped in that you have to call him. And I went, no, because if I'm going to be his accountant, it's got to be very professional. And that would be crossing the line. And I was very careful of that. Being a CPA, you have to kind of have parameters. So this went on for like maybe a few days. And then finally, the restlessness got worse. I was hardly sleeping. And, you know, I was getting irritable.
Well, let me jump
like
in
that.
Here, because those who are listening who maybe don't come from a charismatic or Pentecostal church where this is not talked about, they may not understand. But I believe, and I know you believe, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as talked about in the New Testament, are for today. And one of them is the gift of prophecy. And God will reveal to people things that happen. In fact, in the book of Joel in the Old Testament, it says your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And not everyone has this gift, but it can be awakened. The Holy Spirit can prompt you. And so here you are, a businessman. I know you well enough to know that you're a very spiritual man. And in different settings in your home, at different times, people would come and you'd have, I don't know what you call it, like a home group or you know, just people assembling in your home, and you administered to them, and you were just starting to walk in this gift. And as people can tell from our conversation, and I can just testify from knowing you now for, you know, over a decade, that, you know, you're very gentle. You know, they say the Holy Spirit is like a dove, and our friend Dr. R.T. Kendall says that a lot of people have pigeon religion. You know, religion. Pigeons aren't gentle at all. They're not afraid. In fact, they come right up and peck you if they think you've got some food for them or something. But the Holy Spirit is gentle like a dove. And so here you are sensing something that you need to tell David Tyree, not being sure if you should, not being sure if you are crossing any kind of lines. I happen to know David well enough to know that he's a spiritual man too and open to these kinds of things. But what happened next?
Well, at that time, I didn't know anything about David or his beliefs, which kind of added to, I guess, my fears of what was going on. So I got more restless, and then one day I went to the office. I said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And it was on a Friday, because I figured if it's on a Friday and then I call him, if there's anything that goes bad, I have the weekend to kind of deal with it. So I made a copy of his number from the Rolodex from the office, and then I went home, and Friday night comes, and it's about 6:30, and I just grabbed the phone, and I just told my wife, Vicki, I'm just going downstairs. I didn't tell her what I was going to do. And I called the number, and it's ringing, and then it's ringing, and I was like, okay, well, I'm off the hook. I don't have anything to do. And all of a sudden, David picked up, and he said, hi, this is David. And I froze. I didn't know what to do. I was kind of like, it's Hubie. He's like, who? And I went, Hubie, Sin, the accountant, the guy who's going to do your taxes. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, man, how you doing? So I was like, oh, I'm fine. And the way my gift works is all of a sudden it'll just start. So I'm waiting for it to start, and it seemed, you know, it wasn't. And then I'm getting scared. I'm getting like, oh, no, what am I going to say? I'm trying to think of things to say. And all of a sudden it just started that God was going to do some things with him, and God was going to give him a platform, kind of like that. And God was going to just raise him up as a wide receiver. And all of these things just started to come out. So I wasn't really sure what he was going to make of it, because I didn't know his beliefs, and there was this eerie silence. And so I'm sitting there thinking, I totally messed this up. I look like a fool. All the negative things that you could probably think of, I was thinking of them times two type of
thing. Well, you're stepping out in faith. And then, you know, anytime we're out of our comfort zone, you know, we're acting on faith, but then all of a sudden, the real world is kind of, you know, we're aware of, it's not happening. Lord, what's happening? Not happening. And so then what happened?
The pause happened, and I'm just very concerned that I really messed up. And then all of a sudden, David's like, I said, David, are you there? Because I didn't really know what to say. He's like, yeah, I'm here. I was just thinking, and you know, a lot of the things that you said, my wife and I were praying about, and you said some pretty big things there, and we should really get to know each other a little better. So then I just had this big sigh of relief, and that was in October. He actually wasn't playing. He was sidelined with the injury. So God was giving him a promise, even though he wasn't on the field.
And then tell me about the big game. And we, you know, podcasts are short by their nature. Boy, there's enough you could write a book about. In fact, you have written a book, and we want to talk about it. But there was a huge game, and I remembered watching. It was a Super Bowl. I'm not a big NFL fan, but when the Super Bowl rolls around, I like to watch it. And I'd heard that there was a prophetic word of some kind. Didn't know a lot of the details, but I had to watch it, you know.
I had to watch it.
You know, is this really going to happen? So tell us what did happen.
Well, the Patriots, the New England Patriots, were going for a perfect record, which was only done once in history. And they were playing the Giants, who were heavy underdogs, and the Giants were losing. And it was the fourth quarter that the play happened. The quarterback, Eli Manning, went back. It was a third down, and they were going to sack him. He got away somehow, and he just threw the ball in the middle of the field. And David was there. So David out jumped the defender, Rodney Harrison, and when he caught the ball, Rodney hit the ball, and the ball fell to his helmet, and David held on with one hand as he tackled him to the ground, and he held on, and because of that catch, they won the game.
Yeah, that I saw it on the cover of some magazine. I mean, they just nobody had ever caught a pass like that.
Right. It is called the David Tyree type catch or the helmet catch, and he was the first and really only person to do that, especially
so
on the big stage.
So what word had you given him about that game? Had you prophesied that the Giants would win?
No, I prophesied that, well, from what David has told me, because I don't remember what I say, but David had said that I promised him that God had promised him that he would give him a platform to share the gospel, that he would be known as a wide receiver, that he would be able to preach the gospel, many opportunities and things like that. And they all came true with the catch, because instantly overnight he became a household name, because at that point it was the most watched Super Bowl in history.
Well, I remember it well. We did some stories about it on our website. Of course, a lot of people wrote about it, but we wrote about it more from the spiritual aspect because that's what we bring to the journalism world, so to speak. Later on, you know, a year or so later, we actually published a book by David Tyree in which he tells his story. But that's how I first got to know you. Later on, you know, we don't have to go into all the details, but someone told me that you had a word for me, and I contacted you, of course, wanting to know what the Lord was telling you. I get these with some regularity. It seems to me that about half are legit and a half are, you know, I don't know what word to use. I don't want
to. I got a book.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a book, and God has just told me that you're going to publish it and make me rich and famous. But, you know, even with a 50-50, you know, we're joking, but some people are sincere, but sometimes they don't use a lot of wisdom, or maybe it's wishful thinking. I think that a lot of times in Christian circles, a lot of what we call faith is just wishful thinking. But I was, interested and contacted you, and we got to know each other a little bit. I visited you when I was in New York City, I remember, and never knew what the Lord had in store, but it was probably the fall of 2010, if I remember right, and then a short time later, you were traveling, and you were in an airport in the middle of the night. The weather was bad, planes had been delayed, and, you know, I know you because I've heard this story before, but when you're out, sometimes you will ask the Lord to lead you to maybe minister to someone, maybe someone who really needs it or needs an encouraging word or whatever, and you were sitting there in this crowded waiting room waiting for the plane to finally take off, and you prayed that the Lord, is there anyone that I need to minister to? And then what happened?
Well, there was this Jewish-looking man who looked like a rabbi sitting in a chair, so I went down and sat next to him. And the Lord was kind of badgering me, or pointing me, rather, to speak to this man. And, I look over and I look at him, and I'm not really sure kind of how to handle the situation. So I turned to him and I just say, after I kind of went through this turmoil, I just kind of said, okay, well, let me just try it. So I turned to him and I'm just staring at him. And so he turns around and he looks at me and I said, what's the good word? So he turns and he says, God loves you. And I was like, okay, well, I got something to start with. So then we just started chatting and we're just, well, what do you do? What do you do? Type of thing. And then, they called us to get on the airline, and all of a sudden the Lord just really hit me hard from the inside and says, you got to tell him now, because I was kind of dragging my heels. And he goes, okay, well, I'm going to get up and go. We're going to get on the plane. Nice to meet you. And I went, you can't go yet. And he's like, no. I went, no, please sit down. So he sat down, and he's just looking at me with a puzzled look, and then out came this word about his current situation. You know, he was kind of looking at me in strange ways, and you know, as you're delivering a word and people are looking at you funny, you're just not really sure what's going on through their mind or how they're processing.
Well, let me help the listener out by filling in a few blanks. The person he was talking to is Jonathan Kahn, who now is very well known. At the time, he would have mainly been known just in Messianic Jewish circles. The Lord had given him a very special book. He had never published a book. He was getting some advice on publishing that he wasn't comfortable with. He was actually using the time on the trip He was basically flying all night to a speaking engagement and seeking the Lord, asking the Lord, what should I do with this book? And all of a sudden, this businessman, you know, I've heard him tell the story. He looks up when you said, what's a good word? And he thought to himself, well, this man is probably not a believer. I'll witness to him. And, of course, that led to a conversation. But you told him that God had given him a message that would stir the nation and the world, and that he was in the valley of decision, and, you know, on and on and on. You didn't write it down or record it. Of course, he was just fascinated and trying to take notes, and it was just, he was literally praying about it, and you speak to him about what the Lord is saying. I mean, this does not happen real often. And if I was literally praying about something and somebody gave me a word, it would get my attention. And one thing led to another, and he didn't know what he should do. And you knew I was a publisher, although we had never dealt, you know, in a professional way, other than I mean, maybe David Tyree's book, but you weren't really involved with that. And you said, could I mention this to Steve Strang? And he said that would be fine. And then you wrote me an email and asked if I would be interested. And your email didn't really tell me that much, but I told him that if you were interested, I was interested in finding out more. And so we set up a meeting with Jonathan Kahn on the telephone. He shared, you know, a little bit about the book, not into great detail, but it was a book, The Harbinger, which has sold over 2 million copies and has influenced the world. And since then, he's written 5 books for us. Each of them has been a bestseller. Each of them has been powerful, in some ways almost more powerful than the one before. At least that's my reaction. Of course, I've read each one of them, and most recently, Harbinger 2. So, you know, we have you to thank in a way. I mean, it was not part of a strategy, you know, in business or especially in publishing, you'll have a strategy, you know, do we know a go-between, somebody who could say something, you know, is there a big author we could go after? Is there a big book that needs to be written and we could talk to someone about it? Those things do happen. This was not that at all. The Lord gave Jonathan Kahn a word. The Lord led Jonathan Kahn to us. And, you know, we're a publishing house that believes in this kind of thing. And we of course, had all kinds of conversations over the years. And even some people in the publishing industry, I remember telling us one time in, private conversation that probably no other publisher could have done this. They would not have seen the potential of it. They might not have given Jonathan the literary license to write exactly what he felt God was saying to him. But it was a story about God's plans and purposes for America, and how he's warning America like he warned the Israelites. And there's a certain book or a certain verse in Isaiah 9:10. And the way I remember it is it's just before 9/11. And it says the towers fell, the sycamore tree was uprooted, you know, so on and so forth. And he found all these parallels to what happened in 9/11 and said God was warning Israel and he was warning America. And of course, it's much more detailed than that, impactful, but, you know, that is the summary of it, very brief summary, and we have you to thank. And, you know, it's more than just Jonathan Kahn having a big book or us having a successful author or you being vindicated in your gift. You know, it's an example of how God used people that were trying to be led by the Holy Spirit to have a huge impact, and it hasn't stopped. And after all that happened, of course, we've had numerous times to be together in various locations, even vacationing a couple of times, and we just so love and appreciate you. But also, your gift is so unique and so special. You're not a televangelist. You don't have a big ministry with your name on it. You know, you're just a man who has an incredible gift. And so we said, Hubie, you've got to share your story. And so that resulted in 2015, The Tales of a Wandering Prophet. And the book, in terms of how things are analyzed in the publishing world. It was a successful book, not a bestseller, but a very successful book. So congratulations to you for that.
Thank you.
And I think you're probably the one that came up with the title about Wandering Prophet. So how did you get a name like that?
It actually came from Jim Baker.
Oh, really?
When I was on his show, Jonathan and I, which was my first public appearance with Jonathan, and my first public appearance at all. And at the end of the show, they gave me the mic, and he said, "Do what you do, Jim Baker." So I grabbed it, and I went down to the audience, and I was kind of going through the crowd, so he called me the Reluctant Prophet when I was on the stage, and then he goes, "Oh, from now on, I'm going to call you the Wandering Prophet," because I was wandering through the crowd. So that's how...
Well, that's an interesting story. And Jim Baker, of course, is a good friend, and he has been touched in a powerful way by Jonathan's ministry and so forth, and by you. And as I recall, their ministry bought a whole lot of copies of that book. And you know, but you're just a person who's led by the Spirit. It's not a show. You know, there, I believe in the prophetic, of course. There's also some kind of flakiness, unfortunately. You know, that's a discussion for a different day. And we've got to guard the, we've got to guard this gift. It's something beautiful and precious. And people, if you're led by the Spirit, you can't walk in the flesh and just do things based on yourself. So, you know, as recently as this week, as I've been in various settings where you've ministered, you will go to people, you will sense that the Lord wants to say something. It's almost always an encouraging word. You know, you're not, you know, I hope this comes out right, but you know, you're not saying, "I see that you're having an affair on the side and your wife's going to sue you for a divorce and you're going to lose everything you have." I don't know if the Lord chose you that, but I know you well enough to know that you would whisper that in somebody's ear. And there is a place for that kind of prophecy. And would to God that when people are in crisis in those kind of situations, that someone can speak to them in a way that is redemptive and help them help. But I can see how you wander around and just being led by the Holy Spirit. And as I've known you all these years, and as we've talked about it, and as other people have talked about it, you seem to be very, very accurate. In fact, recently you had an opportunity to minister to some of the people in our team here at Charisma Media, and they went to one of our executives and said, "What did you tell Hubie about me beforehand?" It was like, absolutely nothing, because, you know, you just... The Lord just caused you to sense what was in their heart, what maybe some kind of woundedness that they're trying to work through, that God was going to restore them. I mean, even like David Tyree, here he was sidelined, and you were basically telling him that he was going to win the, maybe not in so many words, but that God was really going to do something. And God did give him a huge platform in lots and lots of ways. So the podcast can't be very long, but, and there's so many things we could talk about. I need to have another podcast with you. In fact, I'd like to almost walk through the tales of a wandering prophet. Maybe we can do that. We'll have to do it on the telephone sometime, or maybe on Zoom, because I think there's so much that we could unpack that would bless people. And one of the nice things about podcasts, unlike other kinds of broadcast, is that it's online. People can listen to it long from now. People can pass it along. You can forward it to people. So as we wrap this up, I don't want to just give you the last word, but I want to give you an opportunity to just share anything that you feel is important that would maybe minister to people. And also, now that I think of it, even encourage them to check out your book, because your book is still available on Amazon and or from us as the publisher. And this is a powerful book. I read every word. I was blessed by every word in that book. So take it away.
Okay, well, the book, The Tales of a Wandering Prophet, it is basically my wife and I, Vicky, our journey. And when we wrote it, we felt very inadequate because we never thought that our lives were that interesting. But as time has gone on, that book has actually been used as a textbook for prophecy class for several ministries. It has been a source of healing for a lot of other people who have texted us and or emailed us or communicated with us and said that because I've seen your journey that I can go back to church or seek God because I was wounded, because we put our woundedness in there. And it's just been something that far exceeded anything that we ever thought. So thank you for leading us down that road. As far as encouraging, I don't have any training. I am a CPA, so I am totally inadequate, and I realize that. But I didn't let my shortcomings actually stop when God led me to do something. So I would rather step out and be wrong than step out and miss it. And that's really, I think, has made the biggest difference, because I will do what I think he wants me to do, and I will not err on the side of caution. I'll step out in faith and say, okay, Lord, if it's you, I'm going to try to do what you want me to do. And that has actually changed my whole life, like meeting David or meeting Jonathan, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. That changed their lives, but it dragged me along with it. So it wasn't like it was just about them. It was about God molding me and shaping me also.
You know, there's someone listening to this podcast right now that can identify with the way you described yourself. And really, all of us, from the best known ministries, the most powerful spiritual leaders, down to people who are recent converts, are inadequate in some way. Maybe inadequate in lots of ways, especially inadequate compared to the Holy Spirit. And people could be encouraged by what you just said. In fact, you might want to back up the podcast and listen to that again to see that, to step out in faith and not miss it and just risk it. And Hubie is a very humble man. He doesn't give himself credit for all he's done and accomplished. But, you know, again, I know you well enough to know that you're comfortable in your own skin. You have nothing to prove. This is not the Hubie Sin Show, you know. You just want to be used by God. And look how the Lord has used you in so many ways. And now you've written a book. I understand you have another one you're working on. I think I know a publisher who's interested in talking to you about it. And, you know, I wish we could go on. I really, really do. But we don't have time. So now I will give you the last word before we wrap up.
Okay, I just want to tell everybody, thank you for listening, first of all, and thank you, Steve, for having me on. I would just encourage everybody just to seek God, and, you know, he is not bigger than any problem that you have. Just be encouraged and know that he's the one who carries you through things, and everything has purpose one way or another, and as you look back, you can see why you've gone through a certain thing. But he's promised to keep us and to protect us and to move us forward. God bless you.
Well said. And I encourage you to get a copy of The Tales of a Wandering Prophet by Hubie Sin, S-Y-N-N, on Amazon. And tell us how people can connect with you on your website.
Our website is pursuehimministries.com or .org. And I'm also on Twitter and also Facebook.
Under what names?
Twitter is CPA365, and Facebook is just under Hubie Sin.
Well, that's easy enough. And again, if you miss that, you can back it up and get it again. So he already thanked you for listening. I'll do the same. And thank you to Hubie for taking time to be in my podcast. But more importantly, thank you for being my friend, and for all that you've accomplished in your life and for the benefit of the body of Christ. We'll leave it there. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.